Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the weather is mostly sunny, with gentle breezes spreading across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying bright skies, while Ain Lut remains warm under the sun. A perfect day to be outdoors in most areas. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports that Lebanese President Ayoun condemns IDF strikes, calling them a violation of a framework agreement. Also, Ynet reports that the Lebanon front heats up as Iran warns Israel over strategic ridge, with 7 reported killed in overnight strikes. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, the IDF attacked Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon last night, focusing on the group's infrastructure. Separately, Forward reports that the U.S. ambassador has labeled settlers who siege Palestinian homes in Kusra as terrorists. And finally, Ynet Global reveals that a Florida venue canceled a Rashida Tlaib rally after anti-Jew criticism. Here's what people are saying online. Richard Kemp, a former British Army officer, posted just minutes ago about today marking Victory Over Japan Day in 1945, highlighting the historical significance of the Allied forces' victory. Mark Leibowitz, a commentator, shared a personal note 20 minutes ago, recalling his experience teaching 6th-grade Hebrew while studying at Columbia University. Ynet Global reported earlier today that a Florida site canceled a rally by Rashida Tlaib, citing security concerns after criticism from a Democratic state lawmaker. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, Lebanese President Michel Ayoun has strongly criticized recent Israeli Defense Forces strikes, calling them a breach of the framework agreement with Lebanon. He has urged for an immediate halt to these military actions. This condemnation could further strain the already tense relations between Lebanon and Israel. Turning to the situation reported by Ynet, Iran has issued a stern warning to Israel following its attacks on a strategic ridge in Lebanon. 7 people reportedly died in these strikes targeting Hezbollah positions. This escalation raises concerns of broader regional involvement, as Tehran hints it might join the fray if provocations continue. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that the Israeli Air Force conducted pre-dawn strikes on Hezbollah's infrastructure in 2 areas in southern Lebanon. These actions are part of a continuing effort to dismantle the group's military capabilities. The strikes underscore the ongoing volatility in the region and the potential for further conflict. Separately, the Forward covers U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee's comments, labeling Israeli settlers as terrorists after they attacked Palestinian homes in Kusra. This statement adds to the international dialogue on settlement activities in the West Bank, highlighting the complexities of U.S.-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Tech reports that Izaki Group has purchased a 60-dunam site in Ra'anana for $85 million. This property could eventually host 600 homes and significant commercial space, marking a substantial real estate development. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that 667 new dormitory apartments in Givat Ram, Jerusalem, have received occupancy approval. These new accommodations at the Hebrew University will help address student housing shortages in the city. And finally, Walla Business highlights a dramatic shift in Israeli high-tech employment. While software companies report layoffs, the sector remains stable overall, indicating a reorganization rather than collapse. Tetel time. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.